Our brothers before that with Glory, Glory, Take the Lord With You by the Kindly Shepherds. Sister Lucille Pope, Let the Church Roll On. I tried to play all different artists and not double up. We heard Edna Gelman Cook, Can't See Them Now. The Great Swanee Quintet, Hard to Get Along. Sullivan Pugh, Give Me My Flowers. Trumpeteers, Milky White Way. The Consolers, which obviously includes Sullivan Pugh. We heard an alternate take of Thank God Things Are As Well As They Are. Before that, the Crossroads Singers, Sing Till the Power of the Lord Comes Down. You can fit a lot of songs into an hour when they're this short. The Christline Singers, You Gotta Be Born Again. Flying Cloud Quartet, Jezebel, Spiritual Five, I've Been Born Again. Wrapped Up, Tangled Up, that one's a little later. Reverend Cleophas Robinson. We heard Brother George Carter, I Do, Don't You. The Fireside Gospel Singers, Get Your Soul Right.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
We'll be right back. Пусть в огни.
The Dickenbach Report was brought to you today by...
Leave a button, take a button at Button Revolution. We're an anarcho-syndicalist group fighting capitalo-fascism with the time-honored practice of barter. If you've lost a button, you can take one. If you found a button, you can leave one. This is how the revolution will begin, one button at a time. We also have needles and thread if you need to replace your buttons here. Also, we have pin-on buttons which have our slogans on them, like, "Don't tell me to button my lip," and "Kill the police." You say you want a revolution, then come to Button Revolution. That's the copy. Can we pay you in buttons?
Good afternoon. It's about 9 minutes past the noontime hour. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This radio news magazine thingy happens every Sunday at noon, hosted by famous news reporter thingy Dick Dickenbach. He isn't here today. His coat needed mending, buttons falling off and whatnot, and Portland tailors are so busy. He can only get into one of them today, which is November 16th, the 320th day of the year. 45 lonely days remain in 2025. We began the show with Nucleus, Computer Age, parenthetically Push the Button from Jam on Revenge. Under my voice, ISAN, What This Button Did from Lucky Cat. November 16th is National Button Day. Reports awarenessdays.com. There's something quietly delightful about a button, whether it's a tiny pearl on a wedding dress, a bright plastic fastener on a child's coat, or a vintage collectible tucked in a jar. Buttons hold stories. National Button Day is a chance to notice these small but mighty objects and to celebrate the creativity, history, and community they inspire. National Button Day is a celebration for anyone who's ever rummaged through a jar of spare buttons or admired the craftsmanship of a decorative clasp. It's a day for crafters, collectors, and anyone who appreciates the humble button, from sewing projects to art installments. Buttons can connect generations and spark creativity. Some families pass down button boxes as treasured keepsakes, filled with memories and stitched into every piece. National Button Day is celebrated every year on November 16th. It's a one-day event, but many local clubs and historical societies host related activities throughout the month. People take part by organizing button swaps, hosting craft sessions, or simply sharing their favorite buttons and stories online. Buttons are more than just fasteners. They're tiny artifacts of fashion, function, and personal history. For some, a button might recall a grandmother's coat or a favorite childhood shirt. For others, collecting buttons is a way to preserve their past, learn about materials, or express creativity. National Button Day shines a light on these connections, inviting people to slow down and appreciate the small details that shape our lives and traditions. National Button Day was founded in 1938 by the National Button Society, a group formed by collectors who wanted to preserve and celebrate the history of buttons. What began as a niche hobby soon grew into a community movement with annual events, exhibitions, and a growing appreciation for buttons as both functional objects and pieces of art. The day continues to unite people of all ages around a shared love for this everyday item. Here are some facts about the National Button Society. They were established in 1938, as we said. They now have thousands of members across the U.S. Buttons have been made from materials as varied as bone, glass, wood, and even seashells. The oldest known button is more than 5,000 years old, found in the Indus Valley. Some rare collectible buttons have sold at auctions for hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Button collecting is called Philomeny. Philomeny. It has inspired countless exhibitions and books. Now, as you might imagine, the word button can mean many things, including a push button, which is a simple switch mechanism to control some aspect of a machine or process. These buttons, sadly, are not really part of National Button Day. But the keen listener will realize the first musical report today was about that kind of button. To explain, the Dickenbach Report has a lazy research staff who are very entitled and kind of hard to deal with. So we take what we can get. Hopefully most of the musical reports today are about the buttons celebrated on National Button Day. If only Dick Dickenbach were here to set them straight. They sort of respect him. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. It is a chilly day, so you can button up your overcoat for the Dickenbach Report on National Button Day. On X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
Underwear when you climb a tree. Take good on, fellas. 1, 2.
Why, what are you trying to do? Get on back to them drums. I'll start this band. 1, 2. 1, 2, button your shoe. Put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3, 4, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5, 6, my heart just tricks as I picture all your charms. 7, 8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9, 10, kiss me again. Tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you.
West is west and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboozle where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
Rings and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
My four button suit that makes those chicks go wild. Hell, my four button suit makes those chicks go wild. They all leap and scream when they dig my crazy style.
Four button,
not one,
not one,
and not two,
not two,
and not three,
not three,
but four. They look so cute. They all rock and roll when they dig my four button suit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now my blue suede shoes and charcoal cap are cool.
Four button.
Yeah, my blue suede shoes and charcoal cap are cool.
Four button.
But it's my four button suit that makes the chicks all do.
Four button.
Not one.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Not three.
Not three.
But four. They look so cute. They all rock and roll when they dig my four button suit. One more time. Not one,
not one,
and not two,
not two,
and not three,
not three,
and not four. Oh, and they look so cute. They all rock and roll when they dig my four button suit.
Didn't know, I didn't know. Didn't know, I didn't know. That a coat would thrill her so. I didn't know, I didn't know. Just how happy she would be to see that coat on me. Got me a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
For my baby doll. Now my baby feels so proud. Yes, my baby feels so proud. Cause I let her pick it out. And she's feeling mighty proud. Everybody ought to see how good it looks on me. Got me a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Yeah, for my baby doll. You got pockets and a slit. I said pockets and a slit. You should see the perfect fit. I didn't do a thing to it. I didn't think about it twice. My baby knows what's nice. Got me a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
For my baby doll. Pockets and a slit. I said pockets and a slit. You should see the perfect fit. I didn't do a thing to it. I didn't think about it twice. My baby knows what's nice. Got me a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Got a
six-button Benny.
Yeah, for my baby doll.
Was it brown?
No, 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 no.
Was it beige?
No, man, no, no.
Was it black?
No, no, no. It was a charcoal Benny with a belt in the back.
Oh, hear the drums thunder, they sound such a wonder. Go march off to war, boys, and have at your fun. Put your bangles and spangles and bright golden buttons that shine in the sun. Oh,
for the cannons are screaming, or is it my dreaming? Young men will stumble and fall in the dust, for the cheers turn to crying when life turns to dying. Bright golden buttons will all turn to rust.
Oh, the trumpets are blowing, but you'll not be going. You'll stay here so safe and warm in your bed.
For the last time you heard them, you marched off behind them. Now your bright golden buttons have turned. Tears turn to crying when the light turns to dying. Bright golden buttons will all turn to rust. Oh, the cannons are screaming, or is it my dreaming? The young men will stumble and fall in the dust. For the tears turn to crying when the light turns to dying. Bright golden buttons will all turn to rust.
Breaking news. It is about 12:27 in the afternoon on November 16th, which is National Button Day, so that's what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who forgot he was allergic to button mushrooms, and it has laid him low. These are the musical reports about buttons you just heard. That was The Highwaymen, Bright Golden Buttons from Stop, Look, and Listen. Before that, Doc Starks and the Knight Riders, Six Button Benny, from I think the B-side of his single Apple Cider. We heard Bob Riley and the Atoms, Four Button Suit from Rare 50s Boston Rockabilly Volume 1. Dinah Shore and her Happy Valley Boys gave us Buttons and Bows from the Fabulous Hits of Dinah Shore. We heard Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1-2 Button Your Shoe from the Quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 2. And Ruth Etting gave us Button Up Your Overcoat from Echoes of the 20s and 30s, songs from 1928. Under My Voice, Herbie Hancock with Chick Corea. Button Up from An Evening with Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea in Concert. According to Etymology Online, the website at etymonline.com, the word button came into the English language around 1300, meaning knob or ball attached to another body, especially as used to hold together different parts of a garment by being passed through a slit or a loop. It came from the old French bouton, a button, originally a bud. It's from the 12th century in modern French, it's bouton. That word came from bouté, to thrust, strike, push, a common romantic or cognate with Spanish, a common romantic word, it's a cognate with the Spanish bouton and Italian bouton. Ultimately from a Germanic source, it comes etymologically from something that pushes up or thrusts out. By the way, the surname boutonnet, which means button maker, is attested to from the mid-13th century. The meaning, the point of your chin, is pugilistic slang, attested to by 1921. A button has a round protuberance you depress to create an effect by closing an electrical circuit, is attested from the 1840s. Button pusher, as a deliberately annoying or provocative person, is attested to by 1990. It was a reference to Bill Gates in InfoWorld magazine, November 19th. But in the 1980s, that meant a photographer. Cameras having buttons, you see. The original meaning of the verb form from the late 14th century was to furnish with buttons, but very soon, by the early 15th century, the meaning to fasten with buttons of a garment became dominant. The verb came from the noun. When push buttons came about, sometime in the late 19th century, no later than 1880, says Wikipedia, they were so called because the French word bouton, meaning something that sticks out, rather than the buttons used in clothing. Although many push buttons were round, this reporter believes it made the acceptance of the word more palatable. But I'm not an etymologist, so don't trust me on anything. The Wikipedia tells us about the introduction of this sort of button. The initial public reaction was curiosity mixed with fear, some of which was due to widespread fear of electricity, which was a relatively new technology at the time. But the buttons we are celebrating today have been around for a very long time. Again, with the Wikipedia, buttons and button-like objects used as ornaments or seals, rather than fasteners, have been discovered in the Indus Valley Civilization around 2800 to 2600 BCE. That's a little under 5,000 years ago. Buttons as apparel have been found at sites of the catacomb culture Russia, 2500 to 1950 BCE, at the Tomb of the Eagle, Scotland, 2200 to 1800 BCE, and at Bronze Age sites in China and ancient Rome. So we believe they deserve this day, even if we are celebrating other buttons too. The telephone line up here is 503-233-9729, that spells X-ray. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, that spells 5979. Push a little button, you'll hear the Dickenbach Report. On National Button Day, on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
I love Youth Music Project.
I love Youth Music Project.
I love Youth Music Project.
Music creates resilience, excitement, confidence, and so much more. At Youth Music Project, we provide affordable, accessible, and high-quality music education. Through generous public support, our tuition assistance fund ensures every child can find their place in the band. Youth Music Project is proud to join over 200 other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under education.
YMP rocks.
Youth Music Project rocks.
Youth Music Project rocks.
Clouds blow overhead, and the dust is falling down. The ones who trusted look around, and all the world is red. Who was the button man? Who was the button man? They won't dare push their button over there, but the button man is dead. Who was the button man? Who was the button man? Ivory buttons by the bed, golden buttons on a gown. Buttons on a gown, crimson buttons pushing down, and the button man is dead. Who was the button man? Who was the button man? Oh,
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Time to
This just in. It's about 13 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. Today is National Button Day. These are the music reports about buttons of all kinds you just heard. That was This Poison, Poised Over the Pause Button, from their collection Magazine 1986 to 1988. Before that, The Bloods, Button Up, from a collection called New York Noise, Dance Music from the New York Underground, 1978 to 1982. We heard the Internationals, Push Button Love, the B-side of their Give a Damn single from 1969. The Hellers sang of The Button Man, from Singers, Talkers, Players, Swingers, and Doers. We heard Aretha Franklin, Tighten Up Your Tie, Button Up Your Jacket, Make It for the Door, from Take It Like You Give It. And we begin with Nanette, Push a Little Button, from a collection called Call Me, The Songs of Tony Hatch. Under my voice is Pavin, Buttons, from the record Holy Volt. Thank you for tuning in. This reporter knows you'd prefer to listen to Dick Dickenbach. He sends his regrets about today's show. His wife bought him a woman's shirt for some reason, and he can't figure out how to button him. Just look in a mirror, we told him, but he can't. He's older. He'll be here next week, because we're always on Sundays, noon to 1. Should you wish to, you can listen to previous reports at xray.fm. And if you're there, the playlist tab will tell you about the musical reports we will play until the end of the show, which is at 1 o'clock. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, repeating a wise thing I once heard, and I can't tell you the original source, but the wise thing was this. Your parents know how to push your buttons because they installed them. Have a wonderful day. Stay dry and warm.
Again. That's more like. So you wanna play a bossa nova song now, little Norwegian girl?
Yeah.
Alright.